Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Solasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplements. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. I've been fascinated with the concept of fasting almost for my entire career. The reason is that it makes sense to me. We are here because our ancestors survived. Not only did they survive disease and pestilence, but they also survived periods of feast and famine. I think it's a natural order of things that we could go with reduced amounts of food for periods of time. Now, we can call it a fast or we can call it something else, but reduced amounts of food appear to have beneficial effects on our body. That's why studies that focus on fasting and cancer treatment always catch my attention. I'm going to review a couple today. The first began with a press release that talked about a pilot study on fasting. I also obtained the paper itself. With the information from the press release and the data in the study, it gave me some additional insight into the fasting chemotherapy connection. I've followed this particular researcher for a long time and the work in his lab for several years. I've talked about some of his original work with cancer patients for years, but let me give you a brief recap. About 12 years ago, a research lab recruited stage 4 cancer patients, ovarian and lung cancer, and put them on a fast for 2 days before they began chemotherapy. The objective was to see if fasting would enhance the immune system in such a way as to make the chemotherapy more effective. Now, when I say fast, I don't mean abstinence from food. I mean that they held the patient to 800 calories per day. They did that for 2 days, and then the patients went through normal treatment. The prognosis for this type of patient was not good. The goal was not to cure them. The goal was to see if their lives could be extended. Looking ahead, the objective with cancer treatment in the future is going to be helping people manage it, and that means staying alive long enough so that the next treatment available might actually result in a cure. So what happened to these two groups of subjects? Those that fasted lived an additional 3 to 6 months longer than those who did not fast. Now, when you think about it, as long as it doesn't prolong pain and suffering, that's huge, especially at the end of life. The researchers took the information and continued to develop both the fasting protocol and additional treatment protocols. Now, during the intervening years, the researcher and his laboratory developed what has been called the human fasting mimicking diet. The objective of this plant-based diet is to maximize the nutrients, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and minimize the burden of fasting. It seems as though their objective is to trick the body into thinking an individual is fasting while really providing enough nutrients to sustain energy levels and micronutrient content. All that means is that there is an energy source and there are vitamins and minerals. But the body, including any type of cancer cells, is tricked into thinking the individual is actually fasting. The complete course of the program is 5 days. The first day is about 1,000 calories for the typical person, and it goes down to 750 calories for the next 4 days. What's unique about it is that it's a low-protein, high-fat, but moderate carbohydrate approach with no sugars nor refined carbohydrates. Put into percentages, it would be fewer than 10% calories from protein, approximately 50% of the calories from fat, and the remainder from plant-based carbohydrates. In that all carbohydrates originate from some type of plant, the focus was on vegetables, fruit, some beans, but not much else. I actually put together a one-day approach just to see what it would be like. My target was 1,000 calories, so that meant fewer than 100 calories from protein. I only used vegetables with no starches and no bread or pasta products. I used olive oil and other fats during the day. This isn't the right expression, but it was actually a piece of cake. Now multiply that times 5, and it might get a little bit old, but if it was well planned in the foods that were going to be used, completely doable. In the approach for people who want to just enhance their immune system, they might do it a couple of times a year. For people being treated for disease conditions, that would be up to the oncologist in charge of their treatment. And it's still early in the process, so let's review another research paper to gain more clarity. In test tube studies, they found that selecting the nutrients to mimic the fasting diet I just talked about seemed to kill cancer cells. If they infused the test tubes with vitamin C, that also seemed to kill cancer cells. But what happens in test tubes doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen within in an animal or a human. When they did it sequentially, in other words, they fasted the cancer cells first and then exposed them to vitamin C. It killed virtually all the cancer cells in the test tube. At this point in time, there are 2 clinical trials going on with actual cancer patients to see how effective this approach might be. Now, before you get too excited, they looked at a specific type of colorectal cancer cell that had a very specific gene mutation that made it susceptible to antioxidant exposure. Could it work on every type of cancer with all the potential mutations possible? We just don't know. This is very complicated, but as well as I can put the facts together, the low protein in the diet reduces the cancer's defense system. With its defenses down, the cancer cells can be damaged and killed by the vitamin C. That sets up the cancer cells for treatment with chemotherapy. That's the order of things that they're using in the human-based clinical trials that are going on right now. Protein seems to have a role to play in our health as it relates to heart disease and cancer and maybe even type 2 diabetes, more so than we've thought in the past. It's horribly complicated, and it might not apply to every disease or condition. But using this fasting-mimicking diet just may not be a fad like the intermittent fasting we hear about today. Rather, it could be an essential means of cleansing the immune system periodically throughout the year. And at the end of the day, your immune system exists to protect you from all diseases and conditions. Let's check out another study that was recently published. In this case, the trial used a mouse model. Now, immunotherapy is another form of cancer treatment, but it's very specific to individual cancers. Now, in this case, researchers used mice that had a triple negative form of breast cancer that is very resistant to immunotherapy. I couldn't begin to explain the methodology involved in the testing, but the diet was a form of the fasting modified diet appropriate for mice. They exposed the mice to the fasting mimicking diet for 4 days. On the second day of the fast, they exposed them to one of 2 forms of immunotherapy. They used the standard diet for a couple of days and then repeated the fast and immunotherapy. And what they found was that they stopped the production of energy via glycolysis and instead used another form of called oxidative phosphorylation. That probably doesn't mean much, but what it appeared to do is make the tumor microenvironment more susceptible to the immunotherapy to reduce tumor growth. At the same time, it reduced the severe side effects of immunotherapy. The research suggests that based on the results of this rodent trial, clinical trials in humans should proceed. They recognize that mice have a higher metabolism than humans, but it may open more potential treatments for triple negative breast cancer and other cancers as well. I said that intermittent fasting may just be a fad as people just try to do it to lose weight. The fasting mimicking diet is different. The real benefit may be to give our body a rest from our typical diet and allow it to renew us in a significant way. The future? Exciting. But that's it for this episode. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Solanska saying, health is a choice, people. Choose wisely today and every day.